This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. Chuang Han and myself, Shira, with the top business stories of the day. Quick reminder, after the 8 o'clock bulletin, we have Dato' Sri Dr. S. Subramaniam, Health Minister and also MIC President. If you have any questions for him, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or text us, WhatsApp us at 016-201-9000.
And I wonder if we can pose the question of these potential hike in sugar prices, whether that'll be good for Malaysians as a whole. We could ask the Health Minister here.
Absolutely. When he comes in, a question that I have on my list. Thank you so much. And if any of you have a, don't forget, WhatsApp us. It's the easiest way to put a question to us or in fact tweet us. Now, back to the question of PETCAM.
Right. So we have Dato' Sazali Hamza, I believe, on the line. He is the MD and CEO of Petronas Chemicals. Good morning, Dato'.
Good morning, Sharad, Han and Koo.
Dato', so we got PETCAM results here. First quarter net profit rising 120% on year. Congratulations there. So what were the key factors behind those incredible results?
Thank you very much. Basically, it's mainly related to our good performance of our plants. In overall, we hit 99% utilization, basically all the plant running well the whole quarter. And at the same time, if you look at the price have increased about 9.8%, that resulted in higher profitability for us.
Now, real quick though, does PETCAM have some kind of a hedging policy for raw materials? You know, given that your prices are correlated with crude oil volatility, you know, also we note the recovery in oil prices have been rather sluggish at best. So, you know, do you have, or what kind of hedging policies do you have in place?
Firstly, you must understand that our business, we buy in US dollar and we sell in US dollar. It have a natural hedge behind it, but at the same time, we do hedge using forward foreign exchange contract in respect of current and forecast transaction. However, we do it centrally through our group treasury. What we did is we collect all the US dollar within the Petronas, then we will leverage all this Petronas US dollar inventory. And if there is any short, that way we do hedging. And by doing that, actually, our hedging mechanism works very well.
Dato, question for you. Now, we saw your quarterly results come in at nearly half of full-year consensus estimates, which is actually very good. But one of the reasons was the 16% effective corporate tax rate that you're paying for that quarter. And expectations are that you won't be getting that kind of leniency on the tax rate going forward. Is that something which you might agree with?
Around this year, we're still targeting about 16 middle of 10 tax effective tax rate. Moving forward, we maybe could get slightly lower. This as a result of our business dealing through PCML, is marketing Labuan based, which we enjoy a low tax rate.
Now, given Dato, given that you're already ahead of the game in terms of your projected earnings for this year, you know, if this momentum continues, could this spur you to maybe raise that 4 billion ringgit capex that you have planned for this year?
The amount that we spend in terms of capex is depending on the project progress. The 4 billion amount of spending is mainly related to existing approved project progress. So even though we have more money, but depending on the progress, so we estimate that this year we'll use 4 billion. So definitely in our cash, we still have a bit more.
Speaking about investments then, we got to look at Pengerang. So how much do you think that Saudi Aramco's purchase of that 50% stake in that rapid project, how much did that influence your subsequent FID in the Pengerang complex? Because we know that Saudi Aramco's decision came first, followed by your FID.
Actually, the latest FID that we have announced is not related to our joint venture partner, because we have alerted during the early discussion that whatever it is before we conclude, the project that we are evaluating will continue as it is. So they will come in on board whenever that we have FID all the project. So in that sense, actually, there is total independency from our partner.
But nevertheless, you know, Saudi Aramco's entry into that project is widely expected to alleviate your CAPEX responsibilities, right? So, you know, how is that JV, you know, well, what kind of outlook do you have, or what kind of positive prospects on the upside do you have given Saudi Aramco's participation?
This mean that we will have a much cash-free, and our growth project actually go beyond 2020. At this moment when I'm talking, that we are also evaluating all the potential specialty and derivative chemical beyond rapid. So this also not include in Kertih. We also not only in Pengerang. We also review in Kertih, Kuantan as well as in East Malaysia. So our growth strategy will be much more active by having a JV partner with Aramco.
Now, also we note another potential headwind here. We've got Lotte Chemical. They plan to expand their presence in ASEAN with perhaps a listing on Bursa by this year, then using the funds to expand their presence in Indonesia. How will that influence your investments and your operations moving forward?
If you look at the chemical game, we still... based on fundamental, you look at Southeast Asia and Asia Pacific, there is the centers of growth of petchem. Like it or not, this place will become the major demand. So whoever comes first, wherever the volume come in, they will be concentrated in this area. We still believe that despite those Lotte and Middle East coming to this region, we still have room to play.
So, Dato, final question here. What do you think will be some of the risks to the downside when it comes to your 2019 operational deadline for Pengerang?
The only risk I would say that normally when project come into construction, at this moment we have about more than 45,000 workers at site. So, managing these 45,000 will be a challenge. But we have put all in place to ensure that it is right on track. As where we are now, we are still slightly ahead of schedule.
That was Dr. Sazali Hamza, MD and CEO of Petronas Chemicals, or Petchem. What are your main takeaways, Han, from that conversation you just had?
Well, I think there was a lot of commentary, you know, especially with Lotte Chemicals' entry into the market. Now, we spoke about this, Sharad, right, a few weeks ago when news broke that Lotte Chemicals, you know, this their HQ is in Korea, they plan to list here on Bursa Malaysia this year and then use that capital to then improve or expand their presence in Indonesia, right? So with that kind of direct challenge from such a big global player, you know, one really wondered what the implications would be on Petronas Chemicals. But like we have heard Dato Sazali just say, you know, essentially there is plenty of demand, you know, here in this in this part of the world. They are leveraging on that. They are riding on that wave. You know, so perhaps, you know, that could be enough room for both Lotte and also Petronas Petchem to play in this space.
Yeah, the other thing that was not really mentioned by Dato, I think, was the fact that they've been paying lower corporate taxes. And he did allude to that, but the phenomenon was the fact that Petronas Chemicals, the beneficiaries of this GIFT program, of course, GIFT is the Global Incentive for Trading program, whereby you get a 3% flat corporate tax if you have companies incorporated in Labuan that trade in petroleum products. So obviously not necessarily an operational issue, but really a tax issue. And the consensus in the market is that they might not be getting these super normal profits for the rest of the year. And when you look at the share price over the last 1 month, it's actually been on a downward trend, which is counter to expectations. When you have rising profits, you also have a rising share price, because valuations tend to inflate according to where your profits are. So it's a bit, I guess from a first quarter perspective, which is exactly, you know, near between 40 to 47% of consensus full year forecast, we've got to keep it, you know, keep a watch on it, really.
Yeah, so besides Petchem having that boost from the mid-teens corporate tax rate, like he mentioned, right, he's expecting mid-teens, right?
For 16%
the
year. Actually.
Yes. But, yeah. Okay. But also that, you know, he also spoke about the natural hedging that Petchem enjoys right now, because if you look at, well, they are seen as a net beneficiary of a stronger US dollar. You know, if you look at, first quarter of last year was about, 4.1. Well, first quarter of this year went up to, 4.4, almost hit 4.5 during the early part of this year. But now that we look at the US dollar, it's come down now to below 4.33 against the ringgit. So ringgit is below 4.33 against the US dollar. So with the slightly or relatively weaker US dollar, I wonder how that will impact Petchem's earnings moving forward.
We'll be back with more business news after the bulletin. And in fact, we're going to be having the breakfast grill. And we'll be back at 8:45 with more top headlines on business. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.